Are you a tennis fan? Well, the U.S. Open last weekend was really something. On the women's side, a barely known teenager who had to win three matches just to get into the tournament won the whole thing. We're talking about 18-year-old British sensation Emma Raducanu. And on the men's side, newsflash, Novak Djokovic lost. His dream of winning all four major tournaments in 1 year fell one short as he lost in the final to Russian Daniil Medvedev. We have Ava Wallace on the line. She's a sports reporter with the Washington Post. And Ava, Emma Raducanu, unseeded qualifier, beats another teenager, Leila Fernandez of Canada, in the final. How many unprecedenteds can we use here?
I was going to say, it's both a throwback to the era when kind of teens dominated, especially women's tennis, and it's something we'd never seen before, which was really fantastic for a qualifier to even reach a major final. Had never happened before, much less win at all. But it was kind of stunning just to see Raducanu's really kind of meteoric rise. I mean, she made it to the fourth round at Wimbledon, and since she's British, of course, captured a ton of attention then. But I don't think anybody had really heard of her, and certainly not in New York before this week.
And what did you think of the match in the atmosphere as you were watching it?
This crowd seemed fantastic in New York, I think especially because they missed this tournament last year. And this is always a fun kind of final major weekend. You know, it's a pretty starry crowd. All the former tennis champions come out. And it was really thrilling to see two new, young, bright stars who seem to really embrace the moment. You know, so much lately in tennis and in sports in general has been about mental health and kind of matching the moment and, you know, obviously saying nothing of everything they were dealing with. And Raducanu had a little bit of that when she had to withdraw from a match at Wimbledon because of an anxiety attack. But these two women were having fun out there on Saturday, and I think that made it so much better.
And before we go to the men's, now the commentators after this match were gushing that, oh, we're going to hear from these teen sensations for years to come. That's a pretty tall order, isn't it?
It is a tall order, especially in women's tennis, where there are so many good players and there's so many kind of shifting figures at the top. I mean, 14 different players have won their first Grand Slam singles title since 2015. So it really is kind of a rotation there. But it'll be really, really cool to see if these guys can continue this kind of level that they brought on Saturday, and especially if they can keep doing it playing each other because their styles matched up so beautifully.
Okay, Novak Djokovic, of course, this was his moment to win the most major tournament titles ever, right? Leapfrog Federer, leapfrog Rafael Nadal. What happened here in the finals? Did he lose it, or did Medvedev kind of win it, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely both. I don't think just one of those things would have led to the drubbing we saw yesterday. But Novak Djokovic came out and, you know, the person who probably handles pressure the best in tennis, he looked tired. He looked a step slow. He looked behind from the start, which is usually not a problem for Novak Djokovic, who has had really incredible comebacks from two sets down before. I mean, I don't think anybody's better at resetting mid-match than this guy. But it looked like the weight of the moment, the pressure of the moment was getting to him, in addition to all of the things that Medvedev was doing, which should absolutely not be overlooked. It wasn't like Djokovic just folded and kind of rolled over. Medvedev played the match of his life, but it definitely looked like Djokovic was tired mentally and physically, and I think all of those things kind of needed to happen for us to see what we saw on Sunday.
And quickly, for those of us who may not follow tennis too closely, who is Medvedev and what can we anticipate going forward?
Yeah, Daniil Medvedev is a really great, super lanky, super tall Russian player who's young. He's just 25. He moves incredibly well for a guy who's 6'6". He had a great run in the summer of 2019 that ended with a separate U.S. Open final that he played against Rafael Nadal that was an absolute epic five-setter. He's part of that kind of generation in waiting in men's tennis, and he was the first one to break through against a member of the big three, so I think we could definitely expect really big things from him. That's quite a confidence boost for anybody's game.
Yeah, and as you're watching the men's final, was there any moment of the match for you? I know Djokovic is generally not a gigantic fan favorite, but to me it was really something seeing the whole crowd at certain points screaming for him.
Yeah, it was something I had never seen before in all my years of watching Djokovic. I mean, this guy is always not necessarily the heel, but he finally got the love that he's always wanted from the tennis crowd. This is a guy who came up against Rafa and Roger Federer when they were all already well established, and he's been really open with how much it matters to him.
All right, Ava Wallace, Washington Post sports reporter. Thanks so much for the time. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Scott.